Welcome to Modern Family Matters, a podcast devoted to exploring family law topics that matter most to you, covering a wide range of legal, personal, and family law matters with expert analysis from skilled attorneys and professional guests. We hope that our podcast provides answers, clarity, and guidance towards a better tomorrow for you and your family. Here's your host, Steve Altishan.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Steve Altishan, Director of Client Partnerships at Pacific Cascade Legal, and I'm here with our bankruptcy attorney, Darren Weishart, to talk about the path of how debts are treated before a bankruptcy is filed. Hey, Darren, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for coming. So, Darren, we've explored a lot of different issues of bankruptcy, and now we're going to talk about debts specifically and about the path of your debts and what you can do about your debts before you file your bankruptcy and how they're treated before you file a bankruptcy. So let's kind of start with how are debts treated or enforced before a bankruptcy is filed?
Okay. So a bigger question, we want to make sure we boil it down to what we need, and we want to make sure that we understand where things are going to go. So we talk about cubbyholes. And when we talk about the different categories of debt, we want to talk about which cubbyhole that category of debt is going to go. And so typically we talk about, or we start with credit card debt. Usually most people want to talk about credit card debt, medical bills, those types of debts. Those are going to be your general unsecured debts. Now, the reason they're unsecured, a legal term, that just means they're not tied to anything. They're not connected. It's not like a home loan or something else that's connected to a house. It's just floating out there. It's money that they offered you for an interest rate. The idea was to repay it. Now, on those debts, you want to make sure that you're ready to deal with those however you need to deal with those in the bankruptcy. And the idea is that you pay as little on those debts as possible. And in a Chapter 7, usually the idea in a no asset case, which means you don't have any property that's non-exempt, then when you go through the bankruptcy, the idea is to pay as little or nothing on those debts. And so that's your cubbyhole of your unsecured, your credit card debt, your medical debt, your personal loans that might be, you know, when you got an online offer, you took that. Those are all general unsecured. Okay. Now, if one of those wants to heat you up a little bit and they want to get collecting and they want to step past the collection where they're trying to pull money out of your pocket, they're going to have to go get a judgment. Unless you voluntarily give them the opportunity to do that, the judgment is what allows them to pull money out of your paycheck or out of your bank account without your approval. And so when you get that judgment, when you get the knock on the door and they say, hey, we're serving you, we're going to take you to court, you owe us this $10,000 for this credit card debt, you want to make sure you deal with that, because you can have your day in court. You get a certain time period to respond. You get a chance to be heard if you want to. If you have a defense, then of course the judge will listen to you. In the United States, anywhere in the United States, you have that right. But the idea then is, if you do nothing or if you lose, they're going to be able to garnish your wages. They're going to be able to lien your real property, so lien your house. They're also going to be able to maybe take all the money out of your bank account, and they can do other things as well. There's a bigger conversation on that, but the idea is deal with it or speak with somebody about it, because that's the point in time where they can pull money from you without getting your approval. Now, we have a cubbyhole there. That's a judgment. We have our unsecured cubbyhole. Then we can talk about our cubbyhole for support, child support and spousal support, those types of things. We want to make sure we know what's going to happen with those as the bankruptcy starts and as we're going to plan for the bankruptcy, or if you choose not to do the bankruptcy, what's going to happen with those as you move forward, okay? And then we also have the golden one, taxes. Almost everybody always wants to talk about taxes, and taxes have these categories. They have four big rules and then a whole lot of smaller rules. And so if you've got tax debt, generally, you want to speak with the attorney earlier rather than later so that you can start to get a game plan on how to deal with that tax debt, because the different roads of bankruptcy are varying when it comes to dealing with that tax debt. And you want to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success for each one of these categories. Now, there's no perfect road, of course, especially if you have both or all four of those categories rolling. But bankruptcy, you know, as you plan for bankruptcy, the idea is, how do you get the most gone so that you can move on with your life and get whatever that fresh start is for your case?
Which kind of leads to, let's say if I came in and said, you know, what would be better for me to do? Try to negotiate my debts and not have to file a bankruptcy, or file a bankruptcy?
And there's the golden question, right? There's the golden pre-file question. Everybody wants to know, what do I have to do? Should I just negotiate these guys or should I just file a bankruptcy and get it done with? Now, the way that I like to break this down when I speak to a potential client is, first, we want to know how much the debt is, because that is going to play in, of course. Now, you can file bankruptcy with any amount of debt. You can file bankruptcy with no debt if you really want to. There's a lot of reasons to file bankruptcy. And some people will have reasons that aren't necessarily driven by just their credit card amount or something to that effect. So you want to keep in mind that you have the choice to file bankruptcy. But the big thing that you want to focus on is it the right move for you? And that's where negotiation versus bankruptcy versus maybe consolidation, maybe you're going to think about that aspect as well. Those are kind of your pre-bankruptcy considerations. And the first thing you want to do is, where are the balances for the cubbyholes? And maybe are you being garnished right now? Or are you behind in support that's not going to be caught up in a bankruptcy or not going to be discharged in a bankruptcy? Or are you behind on taxes and you have to figure out how to get that dealt with? How many different cubbyholes do you have numbers in, and how big are the numbers? And so, of course, when you're talking about negotiating or consolidation, really, you're talking about getting the creditors in the boat, trying to work with them and figure out what you can do to resolve the debts. And the question is, how much are you going to spend? How much is it going to hurt your credit still? These are the different questions that you can answer as you're looking at that. And really, as you're talking about negotiating, I always tell people, try to break down what you want your path to be, what the right path is early rather than later. And then you can stay committed to that path, because that's going to be a big issue on if you start negotiating a debt and you go and pay them $8,000 to settle a $16,000 debt and you have 12 other debts that need to be dealt with. Expect those then to get in line. They're going to get ready for their money too. And now you want to be committed to that route if you paid them $8,000, because you're into that $8,000 already.
So this is a decision that really needs to be made before you move forward at all in any kind of direction at that point.
And a good bankruptcy attorney, if you call them, you know, a good bankruptcy attorney is not just going to push you into bankruptcy. They're going to entertain those different ideas. They're going to say, hey, when I talk to any potential client, I want to talk to every client about where you are now. And if you keep going the road you're at right now, do I see a way out for you? Do I see light at the end of the tunnel? And of course, I'm in the comfort of my office. So you have to take that with a little grain of salt. There's, you know, I'm just looking at the numbers when it comes to that. I'm not necessarily looking at the psychological weight and all that type of stuff as much. But when I look at this, I'm trying to balance what I think you're going to be able to do in the negotiation world, or maybe a consolidation. What is bankruptcy going to benefit? And how is that road going to be positive and negative? Because they're all going to have pluses and minuses. They all will. Every path. You know, you got into this situation and you're looking at your way through it, and you're going to take some lumps. It's not going to be easy, but which one of those is going to be your best path? And there's plenty of times when I talk to somebody and I say, hey, you know, your debt amount is not enough to where you want to take a bankruptcy and move forward with that. Maybe just try to negotiate. Or sometimes we will talk about the go silent, which is just fly under the radar and see if they're going to try to get a judgment. If nobody gets a judgment and you have $8,000 in debt and it just disappears over time, then of course, why file a bankruptcy? But there is the risk. There's the, you know, the risk reward that goes with each path. It has a little bit of risk depending on which way is best for your situation.
Yeah. So let's say I decide after talking to you, okay, going to file. I think I've decided I want to file a bankruptcy, or I'm going in that direction. What debts can or should I pay before filing a bankruptcy?
Before you speak, if you're going to hire an attorney, for sure, before you speak with your attorney, you're going to pay none of them right then. Okay. So the key is getting that active planning. And we always want to use bankruptcy planning lightly, because the idea is you come to the attorney with what you have. And the attorney's job is to try to figure out how to move you through the process, whatever process is right for you, in the most stress-free way. And that's kind of the idea with most good bankruptcy attorneys. That's what they're looking to do. And in your case, you don't want to just go paying debts, especially debts to family or friends or relatives or people that are close. Anytime you pay those guys within a year of filing, the idea is that there's a possibility that money can be taken back if you file a Chapter 7. And when you file Chapter 7, you're in. You don't get to just dismiss. Oh, wait, I don't like being here. You can't do that. You're in. You're good. And so sometimes when you repay family or friends or people that are close to you, they're called insiders. Within a year of filing, the trustee in a Chapter 7 can go grab that money. And this is one of the worst conversations you can ever have with a client is they're going to go after your grandma because you repaid your grandma $5,000. And now they're going to go garnish. They're going to go levy. They're going to go get a judgment on your grandma. And that's possible. So you want to be very careful about those debts. And if you choose to represent yourself, of course, you want to make sure all of those ducks are in a row, because if you go through that process and you have an unknown, the trustee, they do this for a living. They know what they're doing. And when they seek that type of, you know, money to come back into the case, sometimes they can have real teeth, and you want to be ready for that. The normal creditor is 90 days usually. That's your typical time period. You want debts to go quiet with normal creditors for about 90 days. And that's why when you talk to an attorney, they'll typically tell you, hey, try to just have, you know, don't use those cards for the next 3 months. And let's see what your budget looks like if you don't use the cards. Sometimes we recommend don't pay the cards, but it's a tougher one to advise in the potential client period. You want to have that attorney in your corner and be planning for how do we get from this point on. And the real key is don't pay the debts in the very short period of time that you're analyzing which way is going to be a good path for you.
Does that include things like my gas bill, my lights, my, you know, those sort of things? Are they also, I mean, are they going to come and turn me off, or should I pay those, or does it matter if I pay them?
A very good question. And of course, they have different classifications. So yes, we all know, you know, if you don't pay your electric bill, of course, they're going to turn the electric off. But when you talk to your attorney, they're going to itemize these different cubby holes. And I mean, typically they're going to tell you to keep paying your electric. If you up to date with it and you're just moving forward, usually they'll tell you to keep paying your house payment if you're up to date, or keep paying on your car if you want to keep your car in a Chapter 7. These are some things that they will tell you. Of course, you have to keep paying on maybe restitution, things like that. These are the types of things you'll definitely talk about. But this is the bigger category of, hey, if you have enough of those debts, or you have any of those debts that you're uncertain about, you need to talk to the attorney sooner rather than later, because the idea is get somebody in your corner that really knows where they're going. They can navigate the rocks, and they can move that boat around these pieces that may hold you up and they may sink your ship. And so you want to make sure that you have those dealt with, and getting those answers earlier rather than later in a short window of time. If you pause everything for a week while you guys are figuring out together how it's going to interplay with your case, that's a smart move. But of course, you know, if you're up to date on your electric, I don't think any attorney is going to tell you to stop paying your electric bill, right? There's certain common sense things in there that you want to keep using your phone. You keep paying on your phone. You keep paying your library dues, all the different things that you may have on an everyday basis. But if you have any questions about those, you jot them down and you ask your attorney, because with your attorney in the corner, I mean, these are questions I answer all the time, and I don't have any problem answering questions all the way down to the minute stuff to make sure that my client feels comfortable going through the process and knows where we are and where we're going to go with each one of the debts that may be in play.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those are great things to know before filing, I'm just going to ask you one more question on this stuff. And it's not really a debt question, but I guess maybe it is, because, you know, if I came in and then I said, well, should I just not file my taxes yet? Is it go to that kind of a level of, you know, hold off on, is there any reason to hold off on like filing my taxes if a bankruptcy is going to be pending?
Yes, sometimes there is. Taxes are such a tricky issue that you want to make sure that you have this plan of, if I'm going to talk with an attorney, and I know I want to talk to an attorney, I want to get that consultation. Sometimes it's a good idea to just freeze everything, to just pause what you're doing and don't go trying to run, you know, oh, I thought I should do this. Let your attorney give you that quick advice, because that's the ounce of prevention. And, you know, all that kind of thing. That's your sayings that come into that idea. If you are right on the cusp of filing your taxes and you think, hey, I need to talk to the attorney before I do that, might be a good idea. Most of the time they'll tell you to file your taxes and get them submitted and get copies to the attorney. But There are certain times where you think, well, wait a second, you know, maybe we hold off for another couple of weeks, or we do this, you know, we try to file in, maybe we file our bankruptcy after you've received your refund, or, you know, these are the types of things that you want to make sure that you're talking through, and you don't want to go, I always call it going rogue on your attorney. You just go, you decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to go do all this stuff, and then I'm going to go talk to the attorney. And then the attorney says, well, I really wish you would have talked to me last week before you went and took $20,000 out of your 401k, or, you know, you did all sorts of things to try to maybe negotiate the debts. Those are things that you want to make sure that you have somebody, if bankruptcy is an option, you want to talk with them before rather or sooner rather than later, for sure.
Great idea. Great idea. Don't overthink it sometimes. Wow. Wonderful. Again, thanks, Darren, for sitting down today to talk to us about, you know, debts and how they're treated before a bankruptcy is even filed. And thank you for being here today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And thank you, everyone else, for joining us. If anyone has further questions on today's topic, you can post it here. We can get you connected with Darren. And until next time, stay safe, stay happy, and be well.
This has been Modern Family Matters, a legal podcast focusing on providing real answers and direction for individuals and families. Our podcast is sponsored by Landerholm Family Law and Pacific Cascade Family Law, serving families in Oregon and Washington. If you are in need of legal counsel or have additional questions about a family law matter important to you, please visit our websites at landerholmlaw.com. or PacificCascadeFamilyLaw.com. You can also call our headquarters at 503-227-0200 to schedule a case evaluation with one of our seasoned attorneys. Modern Family Matters, advocating for your better tomorrow and offering legal solutions important to the modern family.